Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're midway through a cracking programme with lashings of new releases, including tunes by Sarathy Korwar, Stein Ermine, as well as revisiting a classic live Ella Fitzgerald recording. And we're featuring a new release by Zoe Rahman, as well as playing tunes from Corey Dick's autumn 2015 album Impossible Things, which he's touring currently. Let's begin this out with a third album from a young composer and trumpet player, bandleader Laura Judd, who also plays on Impossible Things. This is her own band called Dinosaur, and she last week released an album called Together As One on Edition Records, featuring Elliot Galvin, Fender Rhodes, Connor Chaplin bass, and Corey Dick drums. The band is called Dinosaur, and this tune is called Living Breathing. Thank you. Well, that's a tune called Living Breathing from the band Dinosaur and a new album released on Edition Records last week called Together as One. And you heard Elliot Galvin, Fender Rhodes, Connor Chaplin, bass, Corey Dick drums and Laura Jerd trumpet. Jerd said that having worked together as a band over the past 6 years, they've produced a record that's a testament to their friendship and the time they've spent developing a cohesive sound and our passion and dedication to the art. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring a new release by British Bengali pianist Zoe Rahman. She studied music at Oxford University and the Royal Academy in London, but has said that she believes jazz should be self-taught and that it's about listening to records and learning on the job. She's certainly learnt a lot from playing alongside performers such as Palestinian singer Reem Khalani, Specials frontman Terry Hall and South African township jive outfit The Soothsayers. Rahman has said a lot of her music is about texture, playing rhythmically and creating an atmosphere, and that luckily it works in a lot of contexts. Let's have a listen for ourselves. This tune on her new album, Dreamland, released on her own imprint Manushi, is called Red Squirrel.
Thank you.
That was Red Squirrel by Zoe Rahman from her new album Dreamland on Manushi Records. In addition today, we are featuring an album by Corey Dick, Scottish drummer and percussionist, which was actually released in November last year, but Corey Dick is currently touring it across the UK. He said that it took him a while to settle on an instrument, and he played a whole bunch, trumpet, viola, piano, bass guitar, a little guitar and voice, and then settled on drums when he was about 15. Playing all these instruments and listening to music, he said, has been very helpful to him, hopefully playing empathetically with others and really hearing what the musicians he's playing with are saying. Growing up in Glasgow, Corey Dick had a sextet featuring some great guys that were doing diverse and exciting things, including pianist Pete Johnson, who turned him on to jazz, alto saxophonist Matthew Hurd and Jonathan Chung, and a trumpeter called Phil Cardwell. He's been composing music since he'd been playing music. He's very lucky to have a piano in the house growing up, and he said he'd always go and play when the room was free. He played a fantastic gig at the Lescar pub in Sheffield last Wednesday, and I think he played every tune on the album Impossible Things, including an intriguingly entitled composition, which he said in the intro to the song was actually about a tortoise that he and his fiancée bought. But since he wrote the tune, the tortoise has actually passed away, and he commented wryly that that's brought a whole new meaning to the tune. It's entitled, What Has Become of Albert?
Why?
a tune called What Has Become of Albert from Corey Dick's Impossible Things, released on Chaos Collective, November 2015. And you heard the voice of Alice Zawodzki, the trumpet of Laura Jurd, Joe Wright and George Corley's saxophones, Joe Webb and Matt Robinson keyboards, Felix Higginbottom percussion, Connor Chaplin bass and Corey Dick drums. Last out on In The Moment, we heard from a new album by a young Indian percussionist, Sarathi Korwar. It's called Day to Day and it's on Ninja Tune label. The album includes field recordings of the city troop of Ratanpur, which Korwar acquired after a trip to rural Gujarat. These form the foundation of the record, which combines polyrhythms with percussive jazz and electronics. Korwar said that the record is about how we individually and collectively live from day to day, the everyday rituals and tasks that bind us together. It's a celebration of the trivial and the mundane. The colourful handmade rag quilts that the cities make using everyday fabrics serve as a perfect metaphor for the record. Korwar said that these amazing collages of colour are how he sees the album. This tune is called Marwa Transcendence. I love the bass clarinet playing on that. It's a tune by Sarathy Korwa called Marwa Transcendence from his new album Day to Day on Ninja Records, which was released in July. And Korwa said that three records he's been inspired by recently are Charles Lloyd's Wild Man Dance, Jamie O'Brown's Transcendence, which we've featured on In the Moment previously, and Korwa said that he loves the concept of that album and how well the gospel samples in it sit with the free jazz nature, and Korwa said he was very inspired on hearing it and it deeply influenced the way he's gone about doing his own album, plus Ashwini Bainid Deshpande, Woman Throughout the Ages, which is a fantastic album from a more Indian classically based singer. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1923 to the present day. Now let's have a listen to something a little different. We're back in 1945 for a jazz standard which celebrates the famous Savoy Ballroom in New York City, and it was written by Edgar Sampson, who was Chick Webb's alto sax player, and we're to hear Ella Fitzgerald singing for her 41st birthday together with a regular rhythm section augmented by no less than Oscar Peterson, the tune Stomping at the Savoy.
At a glance, Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your lips so soft and sweet as wine, your arms so entwined, your lips close to mine, divine. While a band is playing, never tired of romping and stomping with you, Oscar, we're through. Savoy, the home of sweet romance, Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy, take a chance with
Well, that was the lovely voice of Ella Fitzgerald and featuring Oscar Peterson on piano and the tune Stomping at the Savoy from the album Ella in Rome. And you heard also Max Bennett bass and Gus Johnson drums. Today on In the Moment, in addition to Corey Dick's Impossible Things, we are featuring Zoe Rahman's new album Dreamland. We're going to listen to a song which was originally written by Rabindranath Tagore, who was credited with reshaping Bengali literature and music, as well as Indian art during the late 19th centuries and early 20th centuries. Tagore was the first non-European to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913, and his elegant prose and magical poetry remain largely unknown outside Bengal. He's sometimes called, though, the Bard of Bengal. Let's hear British Bengali pianist Zoe Rahman play a tune called Bar Milono Charo Birohi. Thank you. That's a beautiful tune, written originally by Rabindranath Tagore. It's called Car Milano Charo Biroi, and we heard Zoe Rahman playing the piano on her new album Dreamland, released on Manushi Records, which is her own imprint. It's a great album with really strong rhythmic vibes, and do recommend, if you like what you've heard, check out the rest of it. We're also listening today here on In The Moment to an album released last autumn by Scottish drummer Corey Dick. He said that he's excited at the moment by music from several African countries, in particular Chimurunga and Mbira music from Zimbabwe and the traditional music of Benin, Ghana, where he studied for a few weeks. He's also studied a little bit on a couple of visits with his girlfriend and particularly admired some very beautiful instruments. Corey Dick said he remembered on his first trip visiting Marrakesh and seeing several groups playing at the same time in a square in the city. The rhythms were unlike anything he'd ever heard before, so he went back night after night trying to figure out what was going on, and such powerful and disorientating syncopation. Corey Dick said eventually he got some kind of grip on what was going on and sat in with his favourite band. They were so thrilled that he could sort of play their music that they invited him back to play every night until they had to leave. Of the musicians in the band which we hear on his album Impossible Things, Corey Dick said, well, he's very blessed with an incredible group. He's very blessed with an incredible group. Each of them are at one with their craft and have an incredible sense of taste and space. They totally get the sentiment of his music and what he's trying to do. And Corey Dick said they had a really magical time recording the album. Let's have a listen to a fun tune called King William Walk. Thank you.
wrecked the place. The sun tore up with fire and a frown stuck to his face. And with the kingdom broken, he'd have to find a home, one with a faith to match his own.
That's a great tune there, called King William Walk, and it's from Koidic's album Impossible Things. You heard Alice Sowatsky, violin and voice, Laura Jerd, trumpets, Joe Wright and George Cowley, saxes, Joe Webb and Matt Robinson, keys, Felix Higginbottom, percussion, Connor Chaplin, bass and Koidic, drums. And that's a wonderful album released on Chaos Collective. Well, that's almost it for today, but we've just got time for an extra. Last out on In the Moment, we heard from Norwegian guitarist-composer Stein Erheim and his new album, Strandbalm. Let's have a listen to this tune, which is called Dragin over Tempelhof. An atmospheric tune there by Stein Erheim from his new album Strandbalm called Dragging Over Tempelhof. Well, that's almost it for today's In The Moment. I do hope you've enjoyed the music. Until we do it all again next time, do have a good week. Let's finish this edition with two giants of the tenor saxophone. Dave O'Higgins and Eric Alexander met through drummer Christian Leith whilst touring in Denmark. They immediately hit it off and teamed up to record an album as live, warts and all, which was called Sketchbook. You're to hear James Pearson piano, Christian Leith drums, Arnie Samajit bass, the Dave O'Higgins quintet featuring Eric Alexander, and a beautiful tune called Estate. Mm-hmm.